Christ to the Nations and This Devotion to Your Day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from Psalm 139. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you, for you formed my inward parts. Not so long ago, Mother told me how, when cleaning up after dinner, she dropped a plate which shattered on the kitchen floor. And naturally, the commotion brought her 4-year-old son at a dead run. As he wasn't wearing any shoes, she stopped him and asked him to go downstairs for the broom and the dustpan. He said no words, but you could see on his face the questions. Go downstairs. Go into the dark, creepy, cobwebby, damp, bug, and who knows what else kind of monsters are down their basement? No, he didn't want to do that. Mom encouraged, don't worry, I'll be up here. Even that wasn't enough to dispel that darkness. Falling back on religion, Mom said, Jesus is down there, you don't have to be afraid, get the dustpan and broom. Quickly, the 4-year-old replied, Jesus is down there? Yes, Mom assured him. That was okay. The lad walked boldly over to the basement door, threw it open with confidence, and shouted, Jesus, since you're down there already, Mom wants you to bring up the broom. It was only when Mom, hand in hand with her little one, went down the stairs did the broom and dustpan get brought up. Now, you know and I know this sinful world is filled with darkness. The news reports, our own personal experiences, can make us feel that the darkness will soon cover us. Indeed, that would be the case if we didn't have Jesus. Jesus' hand around ours is the way the Lord manages to rescue us and move us from darkness into His light. True, we may not always be able to see the Savior, and it is equally true that He isn't going to deliver brooms and dustpans on request. Even so, He is with us. The Savior who was born for us, lived for us, suffered and died for us is there. The risen and ever-living Christ is present to listen to our prayers, to still our fears, and direct us through any darkness the devil, death, or this world can produce. We pray. Dear Lord, today I give thanks for the Savior, whose living light dispels any and all of sin's darkness. May my hand always rest in His nail-pierced hands, and my heart trust in Him who has conquered anything and everything which might try to darken this day. In His name, amen.